Episode 508 of Visual Gravity. Welcome back. First link today is cloudmake.com. Cloudmake makes map differently. So you might use Google Maps day by day by looking at different maps to find places. One of the biggest problems interfacing with some of these systems is that using the data has limitations to it. One of the really nice things about using OpenStreetMaps is that you can link into their data and repurpose it and use it for other stuff. So CloudMake helps you make the most of that sort of mapping data. They get all their maps from OpenStreetMap, which is this massive worldwide community mapping project, which is basically making a free map of the world. CloudMake's aim is to continue the democratization of geodata and to expand across to open geodata through a range of simple tools. So there's a whole bunch of stuff in here. There's an applications gallery as well, where there's people making all kinds of stuff. So here's one, you know, drinktown.com, a place to go to find food and drink specials near you. The website's currently updated daily by tens of thousands of members with currently daily specials. So that's pretty cool. Let's have a quick look at a system that's been used based on CloudMake. So here's Start the Night Right. You know, there's all the little links and buttons on there. It goes through to, you know, specials and deals from all these places. You could do the same sort of thing in the locality in Nottingham as well. Really, really cool. Go check it out. There's a whole bunch of APIs and stuff that you can get access to. There's a little developer section. They've got this Navi Studio, so it tools that makes it easy to build featured turn-by-turn navigation applications on any mobile platform. Data Marketplace, Mapzen, lets your users update and maintain the map. Unique suite of easy-to-use map editing tools for web and iPhone. There's a whole bunch of stuff. And they've just won the award, Innovation Award, for Mobile Premier Awards 2010. Very cool stuff if you're into geo location and mapping. Next link today is XHTMLized. They are very similar to a company that I use to slice up my designs, but these are a top flight company. Twitter, Threadless and Fox have done various work. They've done various work with those three, and they're hardcore in terms of slicing and making stuff compliant. And in this sort of day-to-day world of trying to do all things as a designer, do the design, do the layout, do the styles, it's very difficult to do everything. So I tend to farm out, outsource all this slicing up work, because there's so many different kinds of legislations now to do with charities and disabilities and certain different compliances for the mobile platform that, these guys are on top of it. So if you want something slicing perfectly, there's a whole bunch of options on there. You can start a project, you upload whatever it might be. So you might be doing a website build, but maybe you're using Campaign Monitor or MailChimp, and you have a certain email look that you want your emails to go out. You can design it and then get them to slice it up and get them to integrate it. But they also do WordPress Drupal or any other CMS blog engine. So I've never really approached them to see if they do Postgres yet. But they're supposedly the guys to go to if you want something sliced up from a design. Next link, Viewpointer, which is a cool little website. It's one of those sort of like, what do you need help with kind of sites. There's a bunch of these, like Tumblr has got a sort of asking side to it. I think there's also Form Spring, which I think a lot of people use on Tumblr. You enter a question, and then you can also ask a group of people, like it says on the screen, Ruby developers, engineers, geeks. There's a whole bunch of people that are asking questions here. What blog should I use to start my postings? I think I replied to that and said, you know, use Postgres. If you click on the viewpoints, it gives you a breakdown of what people are suggesting back. So it's a really nice way of getting opinions about certain websites from around the web. And I think you can also post those feedbacks into Facebook as well. Next link is Big Audio Ads. The reason why I posted this link is, one, because I really like the style of the design, but also I like the idea that Spotify have this external service which you can go to and pay a certain amount of money. So from £395 up to £475 plus extras, you can get, you know, like either a 20, 30, 40, 50 second advert on Spotify. You know, top production quality. You can have sound effects in there, you can put some music behind the back of it, production. And they've just really simplified the whole idea of getting an audio ad made. And I really like that process to it. The site's lovely. You can hover over these little things and it gives you a bit of feedback as to what each one of these is, audio artist and order. And very, very simple. You literally book your ad online. It gives you these breakdown at the bottom, full name, email, number, what ad package you want, what artist you want to select, and a little question about, you know, a little capture there so that you don't send them spam. But it's just a really easy way of getting a production. You don't have to use this for Spotify, but it is their go-to people to do audio production for the adverts. Next up is EXFM Extension FM. This is actually for, I think it's only for Chrome, if I've got this right. It's a little add-on, a little extension that you can bolt into Chrome. It might be WebKit as well, actually. I'm not really sure. It's a little add-on that when you install it, you get this little extension, which every time you come across an MP3 on the web, it'll put a little player that you can go to, and it'll pull up this player at the bottom of the screen. It looks a little bit like this. And it automatically will document all the sites that you've been to that had MP3s on it. So it sort of becomes this iTunes for sites that you visited. So if you go to a lot of Tumblr sites, if you go to a lot of band sites on MySpace and various other places that have either MP3s embedded in it, it gradually goes away and it indexes, starts searching through all these MP3s around the web. So you can literally just play all that music from here. It's quite a nice little add-on. It's useful for websites that have lots of audio on there, so it just literally puts all of it into one place. Check it out. It's a nice little add-on. Finally, last link today, I need to do a shout-out to this lady, XCricket11. She has sort of cultivated a little YouTube following. This is just really an example of how anybody out there with an idea or a skill or a talent can get some sort of momentum online using web tools. She's got a YouTube channel where she basically does these dance videos to different Japanese, Chinese, I think the Chinese actually, tunes. And I think she speaks a little bit Chinese, Japanese as well. And I was just really impressed with the amount of views that she gets. Obviously, she's a pretty girl. Obviously, she's a very good dancer. But I like the idea that anybody, anywhere, can put up a video and get sort of a real network, real traffic behind it. So if I have a look here, she's had like 3.8 million views, 411,000 channel views. She joined 2006, so she's very early adopter, but she's got over 10,000 subscribers. So literally, she can push some videos out there and you know, get a whole bunch of people watching her. And you can see she's put since 2000, she put it up like, let's have a look here, 2009, she started looking at the subscribers, and then they literally started rocketing month by month. But it's just a really interesting way, you know, how, you know, even if you're only 20, 21, and you're just sort of breaking out of university or college, and you're thinking, well, how can I get some, how can I get build my network, you know, by putting out content on YouTube that people could go and see, they could get an idea of who you are, what you're about. And she drops in these little videos every so often about tutorials, about questions that people ask her about the dancing style, or is she going to do this dance or that dance, or does she like this track? And so she's building a conversation piece where she can talk back to them. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow.